I'm David Ogden.
Can you tell me, what's your association, for those who don't know, with the Falley Foundation?
I made them the money.
Well, that's very important.
If you're interested in Burt Valley, I first met him in 1985, and I'm not a scientist. He hired me as an investment advisor, having just fired his last investment advisor. He was introduced to me by George Kidder, who is a lawyer in town here, and George Kidder actually warned me that he had fired a lot of investment advisors. So basically, we met at the Harvard Club, and I had just retired, actually, from the Wellington Management Company, and I really wasn't all that interested in starting up a business again. So I told him that I would really have to, if I was going to take on his account, I'd have to teach him something about what the investment world was really about.
He liked that.
He liked the fact that I was being fairly straightforward with him. And having said that, I would try and teach him more about how the investment business really worked, he turned to me and said, well, I'll teach you how about biophysics. You must remember that basically he had inherited some money because, as you know, he came from Luxembourg originally. And he came to the United States when he was 19, when he was, I guess, 17 years old. But, you know, to go from he and his wife having, you know, a marginal amount of money to enough to start a foundation took time. But he was a lovely man, and he had a lovely wife, and he liked people who performed, and he got very frustrated with people who didn't perform. He had very good social skills, and he was obviously a very a good scientist. I think that he felt he should have gotten the Nobel Prize for discovering metallothionein, but he never did. And but he knew everybody in the scientific world around all over the world, in Sweden, in England, even in China later on. So he was well recognized and highly thought of. But I do emphasize he was a gourmet. The French, the Luxembourgian side of him came up when it came to food and drink. He always put on great dinners for the foundation and great wines, and he enjoyed himself.
You knew him then before the foundation began. What did he want to do with the foundation? Why did he and Kugi set it up?
Well, he set up the foundation basically because he had some extra money there. And basically what he wanted to do was to establish a group of scientists who could interact with each other on an informal basis. In other words, they could have fun together, and by so doing they would share their scientific thoughts and knowledge, and the interaction would be good for everybody in the long run. And that was basically the thought behind the foundation.
From what you learned of him in those years in the 80s when you first met him, did you get the sense that he thought there was a gap, that there was, if you like to put it colloquially, there was a gap in the market, something missing that he thought in the world of scientific research?
Yes, he was trying to make it more jolly, less formal. You know, I don't think the original idea had any sort of structured purpose. It sort of grew like Topsy.
Have you got any nice stories or particular memories of, because he sounds as though he was quite a character, is there anything that occasion that you remember in particular with warmth and pleasure as you think about it?
Well, I think you mustn't think of the foundation as a formal group. The foundation was basically, quote, friends of Bert, unquote. We used to meet once. We met on a ranch in Montana. We went horseback riding. We had great dinners. There was a lot of conversation and maybe one or two scientific presentations. But he was more interested in the fun and in the group getting together and knowing each other. Likewise, in the meeting we had in Annecy in France, I think the thing that we all remember is the 16-course dinner and the four or five different kinds of wine.
And what about Kugi? Did she want to have a good time too?
He really, really liked Kugi, and she was a very unique individual. She was charming and was great fun and a scientist in her own right. And she participated as long as she could. Of course, she got sick towards the end. But she was a delightful person to be with. And she liked to go on horseback, too.
So just, I think, as a last question, are you glad that you met him during that period and took on the challenge of being the investment advisor for him?
Yeah, I mean, it was unusual because I was his investment advisor from 1985 until he died, and he'd never actually kept anyone that long. So you know, success breeds success. So we made a lot of money, and he liked that. Bert liked money. And as long as that money was being created, he was happy.
This really is the last question. Do you think he would be surprised at the far reach now of the foundation in terms of, for example, the visiting professorships, the young people that are sponsored by the foundation? Is that something that both you're proud of, that he would have been proud of?
Yes, I think he would have be very proud of it. I think he might like to see other disciplines brought into the purview of these meetings. But you never know, you know, he might have had some crazy idea, and most of his crazy ideas worked. But I think the foundation he would have been very proud of the professionalism that the foundation is showing, of the oversight, and he would have been proud of what the people on the board have been doing. But you never know. He had all kinds of different ideas at different times.
David Ogden, thank you very much.